For now, though, the U.S. economy remains highly dependent on oil. David Wessel is tracking the economic effects of the unrest in Egypt. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I suppose we should note that even before this unrest began, oil prices were pretty high.
Well, they weren't pretty high, but they were rising, and really for a good reason, because the world economy was getting better, particularly a lot of growth in China and other emerging markets. I mean, oil prices are up 20% since last summer, but they're nowhere near where they were in July 2008. But every little bit more that oil prices go up means a little more that consumers have to pay for gasoline or heat or electricity, and a little less that they have to spend on something else. And there is some evidence that when gasoline prices cross some round number, they're now crossing $3 a gallon in most places, consumers do pull back. IHS Global Insight estimates that for every $10 that oil goes up, adds 25 cents to the cost of a gallon of gasoline, that cuts economic growth by about 0.4%. Hmm. It means 270,000 fewer jobs over a year. So this isn't good news in an economy that doesn't need any extra negatives.
When economists had been forecasting growth for this year, maybe not huge growth, 2%, 3%, 4%, depending on the economist, had they already factored in this level of oil prices?
No, they had seen an increase. They sort of took account of the increase that came because the economy was getting better. They hadn't foreseen what was going on in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And the fear is that oil prices at $90 here in the U.S., $100 in Europe could go much higher if there's more tension in the Middle East, if it spills over to another country. So that's the real test. But as Jeff Brady noted in his piece, the folks who keep track of such things says there's a lot of spare capacity in the system, room for OPEC to produce more. So at the moment, there seems to be a bit of calm in the oil forecasting community, which seems to be humongous.
And the stock market doesn't seem too anxious.
No, that's a good point. So when the stock market is useful is when there's a lot of things going on in the economy, some good and some bad, and the stock market is a way that investors tell us which are dominating. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has crossed 12,000 this week. Stocks are back to where they were before the big Lehman Brothers fiasco in the fall of 2008. So investors at the moment seem to think all the good news about the U.S. economy, the vitality of the factory sector, the pickup in exports, the improvements in productivity, the improving mood, the willingness of consumers to spend a little more, buy cars, the tax cuts that Congress legislated last year, all those things are overwhelming the downsides like oil and the kind of anxiety that comes from all these headlines from the Middle East. But, you know, the stock market's fickle, and it could turn on a dime or a dollar if it wanted to.
And let me ask about one thing here, David, because you just talked about gas prices going up at the pump. And, of course, this is also a time when food prices are rising around the world and people are sounding alarms about this. Do those kinds of signs add up to overall inflation in the world?
Well, that's a good point. It certainly does add to the inflationary pressure. I think it's a bigger problem in Europe, where prices seem to be rising faster than the 2% target that the European Central Bank has set, for instance. Oil prices are a little higher there. So that's put the European Central Bank in the tough position of talking about raising interest rates, even though there's still a lot of fragility in some of their economies and the markets for government debt there. As you're absolutely right, commodity prices, cotton, food have been going up. And in the U.S., there was a recent survey of factory purchasing managers which found that nearly two-thirds of them were confronting higher prices for the stuff they buy in January, and none were seeing lower prices. But so far in the U.S., most businesses seem to have trouble passing the costs along. The Fed seems to be happy that inflation hasn't yet picked up outside of the food and energy sector, and they're hoping that won't happen until the job market has improved.
David, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
That's David Wessel, economics editor of the Wall Street Journal. This is NPR News.